It is another Saturday morning and time for a wine chat with our friend from Haskell's, Ted Farrell. Ted, good morning. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Daddy, how are you this morning?
Quite well. I was a little worried there for a moment. I would have to talk as much as I know about wine, which would take a moment or two. But, hey, welcome to summer. 91 today.
It's truly amazing, and I don't know, do you have to call it Indigenous Person Summer rather than an Indian Summer? but leave it to Minnesota to have this bizarre weather. And, you know, the good news is for a lot of people, it's supposed to cool down for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's that running of the Twin Cities Marathon.
The
country's most beautiful marathon because of all the changing colors. And tomorrow morning, my son will be one of them out there running that marathon. It should cool down for them, or at least cooler, just so they can go run that. Because when you have to run that long in this kind of temperature, man, you definitely need a glass of wine after that.
For sure. Well, what else can we chat about today, do you think, Ted?
Well, you know, it is difficult to talk about it on a lovely day like today with all this heat. But, you know, it is fall. And it is, there's all kinds of signs of fall. You know, the leaves are changing. You know, the marathon is running. People are out hunting and, you know, kids are back to school. Pretty soon they'll be trick-or-treating. But the biggest sign that fall is here is the Haskell's Fall Wine Sale begins today and runs through pretty much the entire month of October. And there's so many great values and so many great purchases to do. You know, it's a special time, and, you know, really the world is your oyster as far as what to choose and what to select. We, you know, kind of picked internally a little bit of wines that we really like called the Magnificent Seven, and those wines just range in all kinds of values and all kinds of shapes and forms and sizes and expressions, and one of which is this fun little, and it's kind of unique. Because, you know, the area of Sancerre, people have really gotten exposed to, and it's become a very high-demand area, and also their yields have been kind of low, so it's been hard to get. But this particular Sancerre that we're highlighting, of all things, is a rosé Sancerre. And most people think, well, Sancerre is always Sauvignon Blanc, and as my father always said, you know, a Sancerre is a Sauvignon Blanc with a PhD as far as its sophistication, you know, very complex, wonderful. But, you know, it's interesting. They do grow some Cabernet Franc in the region of Sancerre. You know, they need a little bit of red wine to drink as well. And so what they do is they make rosé with that. And we have the lovely, lovely little wine that's on a BOGO. And it's the Comte de Chevalier. And it's $29.99 BOGO on the sale. And, you know, a $15 rosé, especially Sancerre rosé, is just a steal. And, you know, the Cabernet Franc is a unique grape varietal. You know, I personally, it's not my favorite to drink when, you know, it's just a red wine like that. But when they make it into a rosé, it is complex. And, you know, it's a warm day like today, so you can put a nice chill on that and serve it as you're kind of enjoying this last bit of heat. And it goes so well with so many things, shellfish, whether it's shrimps off the grill, a little bit of, you know, mussels, that type of thing. But it's a wonderful wine. And even moving into the fall, you know, that you can still approach a rosé with the same fashion. You know, it isn't just a summer drink anymore. You can drink a rosé all around. But it's the Comte de Chevalier Rosé that made our little Magnificent Seven. I mean, it's just a wonderful wine. And I really think people should go try it because, again, you're seeing rosés, you know, coming from all around the world, but this is so unique that it's a Sancerre rosé, a very enjoyable, wonderful, pleasurable wine. One of the wines that made it as well is this little wine out of Italy, and it's a Brunello di Montalcino, the Giulia. And this one is a unique wine, Sangiovese, very full forward. You know, if you're roasting some things on the grill, it's a wonderful, wonderful wine. You know, it's on the little bit higher side. It's $80 BOGO, but it's a $40 Brunello di Montalcino, and it's just a bargain because a lot of those Brunellos can really skyrocket up into the, you know, hundreds of dollars a bottle. But it's a wonderful expression of Sangiovese, very well-rounded. You know, it has some very good structure to it. Nice thing is you can cellar it away for a little while as well. You can pick up some, leave it in your cellar for another year or two, but it's a very enjoyable, very pleasurable red wine. very complex in flavors, but, you know, you can serve that with so many things. You know, a classic bolognese sauce with all that kind of meaty goodness is a wonderful marriage with that one. But any kind of big red beef, you know, nowadays people might be coming in with harvest, with venison, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just a match made in heaven and quite a steal. And, it, you know, it's great for people to step out and try something like that. Because maybe, you know, you're exposed to a Chianti, which you might like, but the Brunello is one step above, like, Chianti as far as complexity, as far as flavor, as far as rich nature and things like that. A couple other things that we threw on that list, which are kind of fun. There is a Shiraz from Australia, this Torbrek Shiraz. That, again, is a BOGO at $59.99 on the BOGO. But at one point, about 10 years ago, this was the most sought-after Shiraz out of Australia, one of the hardest to get. And now it's just, it's ready, it's available. We found a unique opportunity where we picked it up and grabbed it from the producer and brought it in. And it's, this is a mouthful of wine, Denny. I mean, this is a proper Australian Shiraz that just kind of packs the punch. I mean, it's full, it's rich, it's bountiful. It's a big, bold wine. And especially if we're planning, it's hard to say on a warm day like today because we might get up to 91, that you need a big red wine like that. But trust me, in the state of Minnesota, in about a month or two, you know, you're going to be wishing you had an extra thick sweater on and that Shiraz to drink because it's so big, it's so heavy. And again, that one is one of those wines that you do want to do like a big, heavy roast, whether it's a big, you know, kind of meat roast or even just beef stew because it's so big. It's so flavorful, but, you know, it's a great expression, and it's kind of nice to see people stepping back and trying Australian wines. At one point, about 20 years ago, I mean, they were the hottest wine category going. People just loved the Shirazes, and I honestly don't know what really kind of tipped it in their favor. You know, years ago, you had that movie Sideways that kind of stopped people drinking Merlot and start drinking Pinot Noir overnight just because the character Miles, you know, yelled out, if I'm drinking Merlot, I'm going home. And that little statement right there literally turned the tide of people consuming Merlot over to Pinot Noir. But with the Australians, there wasn't that moment like that. I just, maybe people got tired of all the inexpensive critter wines. I don't know. But something about it where, again, it was the hottest wine category, the hottest country to buy from. And then all of a sudden, it was out almost overnight, but no one knew exactly what happened to it. But all of a sudden, people stopped trying it. So it's just an odd one. But you didn't have a Chateauneuf du Pape on that list. And that's just a great value. And it's the Vieux Donjon. And, you know, Chateauneuf du Pape, blends of Syrah, a little bit of Grenache, Mauvais. And, I mean, just a great expression in that. But, you know, there are, we have some other great values as well. A little Portuguese wine called Lisbonita. But there's so many fun wines. And that's the great thing about right now. What's going on with the fall sale, because there's so many different wines. We have hundreds of wines to choose from, a lot of different liquors, and don't forget the beers. You know, it is tailgate season where you do need some beer to kind of go at it and have some fun. So we're just not all about wine, but mostly wine, but we do carry a lot of the other things, Denny.
Listen, I'm looking at a text, and I know sometimes we have time and sometimes we don't. Again, you've addressed it before, but why the grapefruit taste on New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc?
Location, location, location. It's a combination of the soils that are down there, that volcanic soil down in New Zealand, and then also the climate as well, as far as being close to the ocean and just a cooler climate. And that's just the nature of a grape varietal like that, and that's the interesting thing about trying wine, as far as sitting there tasting a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc to compare to American Sauvignon Blanc or that Sancerre we were talking about before. It's the same grape varietal, but it's just the condition. You know, I don't want to sound like a realtor, but location, location, location.
And, you know, you talk about these great reds for this time of year, and you're right. The other shoe will be dropping weather-wise. But, you know, you and I have fun with the Malbec discussion from time to time. But I've always, over the years, always included some form of Shiraz. Always.
I don't know what the phenomenon was where people just abandoned Australian wines over the literally, it was kind of overnight. Maybe they just got tired of him, wanted to go on. But that Torbrek Shiraz is just a unique opportunity to really try one of Australia's best-made Shirazes with a little bit of a pedigree, and it has a great reputation. A big, meaty wine, and especially, you know, the shoe will drop, and we'll have some snow and some cold, and you'll be glad that you have that Shiraz in your cellar.
You know, you mentioned that movie Sideways, and I remember your late father talking about that as well. And I read years later that Paul Giamatti, the main character there, I don't think he even knew a whole lot about wine. Did he? Have you read that?
Yeah, he did not know, I don't want to say a single thing about it, but he wasn't the expert that he was kind of posed as. And you know, he couldn't believe that the revolution that he created, the Pinot Noir revolution, just by literally saying, I'm not drinking Merlot tonight. And he was such a neurotic wine lover that people just automatically assumed that he knew so much about wine.
Interesting show. Haven't seen it for years. Well, I'll tell you what, I know we're almost out of time, but, you know, for again, we always get new listeners to CCO. We're grateful for that. But for those that don't know, tell us a little bit about our background, how long Haskell's has been around and where we can find them.
Well, for 91 years, Haskell's has been providing Minnesotans with all kinds of treats and treasures and keeping in great spirits, whether it's wine, liquor, or beer. We've been doing it. Today is the beginning of the fall wine sale, and between 1 and 4 p.m., our grand tasting is going on at all 10 of our locations. So it's a great opportunity to come in and try before you buy it. Each store will have several different wines to try. And there's a Haskell's near you to take care of all your needs. There's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with free parking on the weekends. Right across from the Ridsdale Shopping Center, there's a Haskell's in Minnetonka. Right in Highland Village, we have a Haskell's in St. Paul. Down in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. If you're out on the lake trying to sneak in one last day out on the boat, stop by Haskell's Excelsior. You can even stop into our pub and have a burger. If you're headed out east, you go out to the lakes, you can go to White Bear Lake. And then also, if you're going to hit the river, stop by Haskell's in Stillwater. There's a Haskell's down in Faribault. If you're headed down south or Plymouth, or if you stop by our Haskell's in Maple Grove to see the super seller, to come in and try some wines before you buy, it's a great deal. And if you can't do any of that, you can always hit us up at Haskell's.com 24/7. Place your order and we'll even deliver it to you, Dave.
Easy as that. All right, Ted, have a great warm summer weekend and let's talk next week.
I look forward to that.
Thanks, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's.